Excuse me. I just need to inform all parties today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Laurie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DSFA call on the 13th of October, 2011. On the line today, we have Rossella Mattioli, Wim de Gazella, Rafik Damak, Cheryl Langdonor, Andre Thompson, Olivier Krippen-Blom, Michael Connor, Scott McCormick, Takayasu Matsura, Jim Galvin, Jacques Latour, Katrina Sataki, Andrej Philip. On staff, we have Patrick Jones and myself, Natalie Peregrine. We have apologies from Mark Costas, Bart Buswinkle, and Greg Allen. I will ask you to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Natalie, and welcome all. And we've got a fair amount of stuff to go through, but it's all sort of getting ready for the Dakar meeting. But with that in mind, feel free. You know, we still have one more meeting of the co-chairs this week, and then we'll head to Dakar, either in person or for me in my bedroom slippers. And I need to let people into the room so that I can see the agenda. There. The first thing I want to do, if you look on the current version of the mind maps, what I've done, and I apologize, Olivia, I didn't get these out because I did it this morning. But what I have done is I've slightly rearranged them and consolidated them so that we can focus on the stuff that's in scope, at least per the discussions we've had. Because I think one of the things that the co-chairs are interested in doing in Dakar is working through the beginning of the priority setting. One of the deliverables in this phase of our work is in front of you, which is a list of threats. It's not done. We have things under discussion, and I actually have a few more to add to the pile, but I haven't had a chance to summarize them yet. But of the ones that we've reviewed, these are the ones that are in scope, and I think that it would be really useful for us in Dakar to at least begin the process of trying to identify the priority that we attach to these. And so I mostly just wanted to let you see the fruits of our work over this last few months, because I think this is pretty good. We have a bunch of things that we agree are in scope. We have a couple that are still under discussion. And what I've done in this version of the mind map is I've moved the out-of-scope ones down a layer so that they don't appear. They're still there, and we can certainly revisit them if anybody wants to. But this is sort of where we're at. And I think that one of the agenda items for the meeting in Dakar will be to, just like we did in Singapore, do a face-to-face small group session where people have a conversation about which ones they think are the highest priority, and then maybe spend a little time talking about it as a whole group. So I just wanted to show you that. That's going to be the list of items to prioritize. And he says, tiptoeing very carefully, I'm hoping that this doesn't crash Adobe. It didn't. Good. This is the one for vulnerabilities, also slightly rearranged. And again, apologies to those of you who aren't on Adobe Connect. But these will be posted to the wiki as of, you know, later on today. The thing about vulnerabilities that I did, in addition to all that compressing out, is I arranged them from top to bottom. Basically, at the top are the most operational kinds of vulnerabilities, and at the bottom are the most managerial, and then put the registry failover continuity discussion in the middle, because it's really both. If a fellow was going to get really cute, a PowerPoint slide with a big arrow, you know, I could do the continuity arrow thing. But this one's probably going to be harder to prioritize, just because it's so, each topic is so broad. But again, I think that it would be useful in Descartes to at least take a try at that. So that's sort of where we're at. I don't think we're going to do any work on these today. I just wanted to show you the work that we've done, which I think is fabulous. And I think we've got a pretty solid piece of work to go talk to people in Descartes about and get their reactions and feedback. So with that, I want to take us into the rest of the meeting talking about stuff that's going on in Descartes. And, of course, we have a mind map for that. So let me show you what the co-chairs have been working on. You may think that the co-chair calls are simply a sort of recreational period where we share a drink and tell stories, but you would be wrong. We've been working hard on what we're going to do in Descartes, and I just wanted to give you all a sense of what we've been thinking about. I'm going to start in the middle. We have a slide deck that I think we've reviewed in this call that the co-chairs are going to take around to our respective groups and update our groups. And our goals there are to update folks, but also to raise their awareness of what we're doing and get their ideas. And we'll capture those and bring them back to our meeting. And you can see up here in our tentative agenda for our meeting, one of the things that we'll do is we'll bring back an update from those conversations. And one of the action items is that we, just before this meeting, Bart sent out an email to the DSSA group that gives a summary of all of the update meetings, and you are all welcome to attend any of the ones that that meet your schedule.
Remember that email?
Come on, phone, stop ringing. Please stop ringing. It'll stop ringing in a while. There we go.
When did that email go out? Because I haven't seen that yet.
Watch your screen go blank. Bam.
No, don't. Just get back to me later. But I mean, I've been online the last couple of hours, and I haven't seen it come through. So.
Oh, and the reason is because it went to the ops group. Let me forward
that. There you go. We mere members don't know about it. Perhaps you'd like to fix that at some point.
Yeah, I can fix that right now.
Thank you, kind sir.
This is what we do on the internet. We do things right away, because otherwise some of us are old and forget. So let's take care of it. Thanks for pointing that out, Cheryl. Okay, so that's in route to your mailbox. Should be there soon.
Grazie.
So let me then go on to our meeting with the SSR group. And that's happening at 8 a.m. Thursday morning in Descartes time. I will be somewhat incoherent because it's like 2 in the morning my time. That ought to be pretty
welcome to my world.
I know. I thought you'd get, you know, I was sort of trolling for that, Cheryl. So I will be in my bedroom slippers, as I always am when I attend a DSSA meeting. And here, our goals are similar to the updates to the SOs and ACs, but there's more. And this is new news to everybody except Patrick. Patrick and Alejandro Passanti, who's the chair of the SSRRT, and I have been having a conversation. And one of the interesting things that came up in that conversation that I think I will insert into the slide deck for this meeting is something that I wanted to review with all of you today, because except for Patrick, the co-chairs haven't seen this stuff either. When I sent Alejandro our update slide deck, he came back very positive, great job, blah, blah, blah. But also implied that there was perhaps a need to clarify the scope of the respective work efforts. And so if you'll humor me for a minute, I'm going to share a slide deck that I've sent to Alejandro. You've got to do this in order, I guess. This is a deck that I put together, and as you can see, I hope you can see.
Yep.
I'm not being shy about how little this has been reviewed by anybody. So this could be all wrong. But I wanted to convey the impression that at least my understanding of the SSRRT is that their scope is very broad. Their job is to cover the whole security waterfront vis-a-vis ICANN. And there may be a fairly lively discussion around this because they may not agree. But the point that I'm really driving to is that our scope is quite narrow. We're really doing a subsection of what I would consider to be a kind of traditional risk management project. And so then I stuck... again, this is sort of from the U.S. National Institute for Standards and Technology, NIST. This is their sort of standard picture of risk management. And our charter is really identify threats and vulnerabilities and then take a snapshot of where we're at, which is, you know, a deep dive into a very small part of a full-fledged security management review. So I just wanted to get that in front of you all because I think the conversation with the SSR could get very substantive and very productive for both sides. If I go back now, I'm sorry to be whipping you through all these documents, but as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. And so if I go back to the mind map, one of the things that we've been talking about is... Oh, there it went. Goodbye.
He'll be back.
I'll be back. Well, I'm going to give up on Adobe for a minute and just talk it off while it rediscovers itself. I think the key point that we want to discuss in Dakar, both in the meetings and in the hallways, is how can these two groups help each other out? How can we collaborate? How can we avoid tripping over ourselves, right? Reinventing the wheel, creating work for each other, et cetera. And part of the reason that I wanted to emphasize this on the call is because I know a lot of you know the folks on the the SSRRT. And in fact, we have some people that are in our group that are on that group as well. And I think that that would be a really productive use of both the face-to-face time that we have scheduled and hallway time. That's just sort of a heads up for that. Okay. Now I'm going to just keep, the sign of insanity is to keep repeating something that fails over and over again. I'm going to just go share my screen again, dang damn it. And keep my fingers crossed. Because I also want to show you the thoughts that the co-chairs have had for our meeting. And as you can see, we've been at work, and we've got some ideas. We've got two things that we really want to work on. One is continuing to finish off the phase that we're in right now, which is identifying threats and vulnerabilities. And that's where the priority setting, face-to-face flip chart session, shows up in our tentative agenda. But then the other thing that we want to do is begin the next phase, which is the analysis of these things. And so, we'll do sort of a little process update. We may actually I'm actually going to pull some of these things up into the front of the agenda, because this is an open meeting, but once we get into the face-to-face part, it's not going to be very interesting for the observers of the meeting. And so I think what we'll do is we'll cluster all of the updates at the front of the meeting, and then the real work will happen after those. And there, I think that in the next phase, what we need to start thinking about is, okay, how are we going to do this analysis? Not in great detail, but some of this has never really been done before, and I think we have to start inventing ways to do it. And so part of the reason that we wanted to highlight this for you today is to give you a head start to thinking about it prior to the meeting. If you take a look at those threats and vulnerabilities, and if you then dive into the mind maps that are below them, we have a lot of ground to cover. And the question that needs answering here is, how are we going to do that? I think what we may want to do, and this is, again, Mikey off on his own, not having checked back with his co-chairs, so this may not be right. But we may want to do one analysis. We may want to pick a topic and do an analysis of that topic as the whole working group to learn how to do this analysis together. And then if we are comfortable with the way we've done it, maybe break into subgroups after that so that we can tackle a few of these simultaneously. But because this is unusual and new work, I'm a little uncomfortable splitting into subgroups right away. Mm. And so that's part of the last conversation that we'll have in Dakar is, okay, how do we handle subgroups? How do we identify who's in them? And so on and so forth. And I think it may be easier to do that after we've done an analysis. So that's sort of the current state of affairs in terms of our agenda. That meeting, I think, starts around 11 Dakar time. So that's kind of the story on Dakar. And with that, now that I've talked at you for 20 minutes straight, I'd like to stop and get your reactions to all this, any helpful hints, any ideas to make this better, et cetera? This is that silence, which is either I've bored you to death or your co-chairs have done a great job. Luis, go ahead.
Yes, good morning in this side of the world. I think it's more productive to begin the next phase, to start a new phase of this working group in the face-to-face meeting, because it's easy to complete the already done work by email or by remotely. I think the face-to-face meeting is more productive if we can start new things, we can do the brainstorm. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, Luis. I think that the update kind of stuff I'm less interested in doing in a face-to-face meeting. I don't think that's a good use of our time. I think the best use of a face-to-face meeting is to do face-to-face work. And so I think that the emphasis in this agenda will be to zip through the updates very quickly and then spend most of our time working. And there's Cheryl saying the same. She probably said it, and I didn't see it. But the other thing that I want to amplify is this idea that don't just limit your conversations to the meeting. Another opportunity of spending 5 days together in Dakar is that many of you will have a chance to talk with people in the hallways about this. And I think the more of that we can do, the better. I wish I was there so that I could hand out silly green stickers so that you could identify each other, but I can't. So if anybody felt so inclined as to buy some stickers at the stationery store and bring them along and do that, I think it would be fantastic, because that's, I think, the biggest opportunity in Dakar or at any ICANN meeting, is to have those smaller conversations and learn from that.
Mikey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jump in. Bart has sent to the ops list the overview of the update sessions and the meetings of the working group, both in the ALAC, the GNSO, CCNSO, etc. I think it might be helpful to have this sent to the wider DSSA list, because, as we said, taking the time to do an update during the DSSA session is not a valid use of our time. We have to do face-to-face work during that time. However, the sessions with the ALAC, the GNSO, the CCNSO will be actual updates. And so it might be helpful if any of our loose members, any members that have nothing to do around those times, to turn up in those rooms and lend either a hand or a moral hand to the people who will be doing the update.
Absolutely right. I just sent Bart's note out to the DSSA list. I think that might have happened. I can't remember if it happened before the call started, but anyway.
It happened during the call, Mikey, 14 minutes ago.
Gad, listen to this. Precision, 14 minutes ago. Oh, because she
can read. I happen to have it open in front of me at the same time.
Never mind. Sorry. I was thinking, God, what a mind. But never mind. Anyway, it's on the list now, Olivier. And I think it makes a very good point, which is that we are going to be doing these updates for our respective ACs and SOs, and that's really the place to get the update. But also it's a place to lend a hand and participate in the discussions. The one in the GNSO is going to be very interesting because we're actually in exactly the same time slot with the SSRT update to the GNSO Council. And so some of the conversation that I outlined earlier about scope and some of these slides and so on may actually begin in that update session because both Alejandro and I will be in that session together. And so there may be at the beginnings of some dialogue there too. So if I were to lobby for a good one to attend, the GNSO one might be a good one. I think it's late Sunday afternoon in Dakar. Anything else? This could be a short meeting. Should be okay, I suppose. I think that we've got a pretty solid body of work to go talk to people about. And I think another hallway agenda item for those of you that are there is to, if you know other folks in the security community that are not participating directly in what we're doing, this would be a good time to update them on where we're at and get their ideas. I might suggest printing out a couple of the slides, maybe the three or four slides of our update presentation, and just have them in, you know, with you when you're walking around, so that you could give people a little mini presentation of the in and out of scope threats and vulnerabilities. Because it would be very helpful, I think, to hear from others, especially people with an interest in security, what they think, and get their ideas and bring them back. Okay. Well, we'll kind of wait for Luis. Luis, if you want, you can just jump in. Otherwise, I think we're going to... Oh, a booth. Oh, a DSSA booth. Oh, a logo. Oh, that starts all kinds of wheels going.
Gee, now you've got Margie very excited.
Yeah, dang it. I wish I could be there. I'd love to staff a booth. Wouldn't that be fun?
Next.
T-shirts.
Next meeting, Margie.
Yes,
next
T-shirts.
Meeting.
We definitely need a logo. It's, you know. Okay, well, that definitely has the wheels turning. But a one-pager is a good idea. I'll take an action to do that. Blank your screen out for a minute. Sorry, but just do a one-page summary for a walk around. Okay. This may crash Adobe when I come back. Oh, it didn't. Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe just a little stack of one-pagers in that booth, huh, Jim? Jim's point, for those of you who can't see Adobe, is that ICANN has a booth and we could be able to...
Excellent.
That's a great idea. I'll do that. I'll get a... Who do...
Actually, more broadly, they have, you know, one of those spinning racks, you know, in which you can put, you know, pieces of paper.
Oh.
And they bring that to all of their booths. And so we could just get a slot and, you know, put 100 copies of something in there and see how many get taken away.
Oh, great. Who do I get that to get the stuff in the slot? Or do we just carry them in ourselves and put them in?
Well, we've probably missed the ship date for getting it to Dakar. So somebody's going to have to carry it physically and bring it there. Usually the ship date for these things is a month out, and I'm sure we've got somebody here on staff on the call who can speak to this, but we're going to need to print it and have somebody just carry it with them in their bag and then bring it over to the booth on Sunday or Monday.
Is there a printer there so that somebody could just churn out a bunch of copies while the...
Yeah.
You could do that, but, you know, that always adds expense. It's always nicer if somebody can bring it with them. But, leave it to the staff to sort out how they want to do that, I would say.
Okay. I will get a one-pager out today, and I'll email it to the whole list. And Patrick is saying Julie Bart and Patrick will talk about it and get back to us on that. So I'll take the action to get that one-pager put together. Because the nice thing about a one-page that's printed is that the type can be quite a bit smaller, so I think I can get all of that into one page without a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, and one page does mean both sides, right?
Hmm.
Ooh.
Double-sided A4.
That's true. Good point. Well, then it's easy, for sure. Then it fits very nicely. Louise is suggesting a huge title with a scary or attractive. That's a great idea. I'm not sure I can come up with that in one day, but I will.
The next version can be.
Yes. DNS Doom.
Please don't. Please.
I could get us in a lot of trouble if I wasn't careful. So I think I'll probably play that pretty straight.
It's Olivia here. Would you wish to put a piece of the mind map in there as well? Or?
Yeah, I was thinking I might just make a mind map of that. You know, basically what I can do with the mind maps as they stand right now is we could print.
Yeah.
We could print them. One on each side, and I could open up the out-of-scope stuff because now we have the flexibility to have smaller type and just use that as the document. Cheryl has her hand up.
I know. It's uncharacteristic of me. I normally just jump in, but I thought I'd behave for a very brief moment.
Shocking.
I just like to keep you unbalanced, Mikey, you know. Cheryl, for the transcript record. Mikey, on the flyer, the one pager, which is now two pages, can we have some sort of, particularly if we're going to, and I like the idea of having the slight expansion of the mind map in there, can we have an email address for people to respond to us, or the wiki page linked, or something that, like, if they've got the piece of paper in their hand over coffee and they have a rush of blood to the head, they can log on and interact? Radical concept, I know.
I don't know. That's pretty scary, Cheryl. Concept of interaction with the community. Gives me the shakes.
We do have a wiki space. It does have comment space at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We could,
hang it,
risk this whole dealing with the public bit.
As long as we're tossing out ideas here for interacting, if we're going to print these one-pagers and we can actually get them there and have them in the rack, since our meeting is on Thursday, something else I would suggest is make sure to upload this PDF to the agenda page of this document so people can get it from there if they want it. And just before the meeting, for the public meeting on Thursday, somebody should walk down to the booth and go grab whatever copies are left over and bring them to the meeting and hand them out.
Ah, that's Olivia's job.
Poor Olivia, how did he get stuck with that job?
Because he's not in the Adobe Connect room and he's in the south of France in a beautiful day in a sunny environment and it's nearly 2 a.m. here and I felt like saying it.
This is bullying. This is absolute bullying from my vice chair. Well, we're going to have a chat about this.
Bring it on, boy. Bring it on.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I'm just waiting for Adobe Connect to crash here. Okay, so let me just capture some of this stuff. We're going to post the one-pager to the meeting agenda on the meeting wiki.
Yeah, indeed, and the DSSA wiki. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to bring. Having a little trouble here. Bring.
Did you actually drink that coffee, or did you just make the coffee?
You know, I think Marcy may have slipped me a cup of decaf this morning. I'm sort of walking in circles and bumping into things. Meaning pagers to the meeting. We might actually bring them to the meetings, huh? Because we could bring them to the SSR meeting, and we could bring them to the updates.
Yep.
Which means we probably need more than 100 copies.
Well, for the, if I may, and I'm not using my hand because I can only be good once in call, Olivier, should he so desire, could ask the staff for the at-large briefing just to have it on the thumb drives that we give everyone with all their meeting materials on.
It's Olivia here. I think that's already being arranged. Everything that we will require during our meeting, we will have on the thumb drives.
Yep. So Mikey doesn't. All you need to do is get the one pager when Mikey produces it and make sure Matt puts it up on the thumb drives.
Yeah, and I'll get that out today so that it's available for folks, and then Patrick, Julie, Bart can see about getting a boatload of copies of it brought to Dakar or printed in Dakar or something. Too. Wow, that was a great riff. Way to go. This one pager is going to be a handy gizmo, I think. Maybe I should clarify in the rack so we don't get the medieval.
So do you
going?
So, Mikey, Olivier here, do you think that this one pager then would need to be brought to each one of the actual information meetings that will be conducted? So with the GNSO one, then someone would have to take it from the rack, and taking the rack as being the central location where they'll be stored, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I'm going to have to figure out, is there somebody from the GNSO on this call that could, that's planning to go to that meeting, that could be the physical carrier of pieces of paper, because I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be able to grab copies off the rack.
Is that something that we could ask Glenn to follow up on, Mikey?
Yeah, I think that's right. Let's see. So the rack, central. I kind of like the rack, you know? I could see weaving that into a number of conversations. So have you been to the rack recently? Go there. I've got Patrick saying not everyone wants to add paper to their bags to bring back from meetings, so if there's a one pager that's loaded as a PDF to the meeting page, That would be good. And I,
all of the above, yeah.
And in addition, then Cheryl chimed in with the ALAC at-large thumb drives will also have it on it. And everybody will get one of those in the...
Yeah, I'm sorry. So this is Jim. Just for one clarification here with what Patrick is saying, my expectation would be that, you know, worst case, somebody needs to carry copies to Dakar to hand out, but
right.
I would certainly not bring anything back, you know. I mean, whatever's not picked up, if there's any pages left over, they just get recycled or whatever. There's no reason to bring them back.
Yeah. And I think what Patrick is saying is...
personal luggage.
Individual sheets in people's bags.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've done it before. Other people have done it, I'm sure. We've all had our chances for this thing. But, you know, whatever we can do. You know, somebody carry a few sheets, print some there, maybe a little of both. Whatever works.
Yeah. Yep, yep. I think the key is the one-pager that we can talk from during the...
Yeah.
I think the real key is the hallway... conversations where you can sort of pull out that one-page document, flatten it on a table in front of somebody and say, well, sir, here's where we're at. What do you think of it? Get some reactions to it. Scribble some notes on it. Bring it back to that all-DSSA meeting on Thursday, and we'll fold that into the conversation.
Great. Patrick's saying we can print it in Dakar. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll get a PDF out so that, you know, you can just drop it on a printer and off it'll go.
Right.
Cool.
And it's the sort of thing, if we've each got them in our satchels, you know, we can distribute half a dozen around the place, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be great for each of us to have a few, and then if somebody says, oh, that's really interesting, let me... take a copy, then, you know, be able to distribute them. I think the more of that, the better.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That's pages. Take the action to prepare it. Treading on thin ice here. See if I can get this saved without crashing. Adobe. Oh, good. Okay, anything else? That was terrific. Great idea. All right. Well, I will see you online in Dakar. Have a great time. I wish I could be there.
Gonna miss you, Mikey.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in Costa Rica. For sure.
We can have a booth in Costa Rica and T-shirts with a logo.
Yeah, and neon. And, you know, I've got a little LED programmable, you know, the thing in banks that has text that scrolls across in red.
I once had to wear a wristband like that through a whole meeting. Okay, yeah.
I've got one.
Just a quick question. You know, Edmund asks in the meeting room there, are we meeting next week or not?
We're not meeting next week, Edmund. I will take an action. I'm going to blow away your screen.
Can I, with the prior planning business, having sent out the update sessions of the meetings in the different briefings for ALAC and GNSO and CCNSO, it would just be really nice if we knew the rooms that each of these places were in. I mean, unless you are in ALAC, you may not know where the ALAC room is, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that would be useful.
Maybe.
Patrick, could you take that as an action for Bart to revise his note? And
especially on the Sunday, when things may not be so well landmarked and, you know.
Yeah. It may be that we'll want to wait on that until a little bit closer to the meeting, because rooms do tend to still be moving right now.
We'll update that based on where the current meeting rooms are going to be.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Thanks, Patrick. Luis is offering anything you need from Costa Rica, just let me know. I didn't realize that that's where you were. That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
A local expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be cool.
And we're trying to make the SSA cool, aren't we, Nike?
Yeah, well, we already are cool. I mean, we've got color, red, white, red, green mind maps, you know. We're cool already. Okay, I think that's it. No meeting a week from today. Everybody is likely to be traveling to Dakar at that point. I'll get an announcement out about that to the list. Thanks, Edmund, for a heads up on that. And so our next all DSSA meeting will be in Dakar in 2 weeks. And
brilliant.
Be a great day, I think. Thanks all. That's it for
me. Thank you, Mikey.